Different types of dress shoes. Dress shoes come in many styles, and each has its place. The particular construction and colors one chooses are surely a matter of personal style. Nonetheless, there are a few conventions one should keep in mind when selecting shoes for purchase or deciding which pair to don on a particular day. In general, the sleeker the shoe, the more formal. Black is generally more formal than brown, lace-ups rank ahead of slip-ons, and closed lacing is a notch above open lacing. All right, so now let's go ahead and jump into the specific types of dress shoes. The Oxford dress shoe. The gold standard of dress shoes, the Oxford Balmoral, features round toes, usually with a cap, and closed lacing. Plain cap-toe Oxfords are the most formal option for business wear and can do double duty as formal shoes with black tie. Oxfords with broguing along the cap's edge or trimming on the uppers are still formal enough for a worsted wool suit. However, full brogues are more appropriate for tweed or flannel, even in black. So if you own one pair of dress shoes, they should be black Oxfords. Allen Edmonds Park Avenues, made in the United States, are an irreproachable selection and well worth their price. Also consider Alden Churches, and of course, if you can afford anything better, like John Lobb, then of course, go that route. The wingtip dress shoe. The wingtip, with a brogued cap coming to a point at the center of the top, curving back and down along the sides, is a suit level in black and business casual in brown type of shoe. In the United States, it's associated by many with Ronald Reagan and the 80s in general. However, in any country, it is going to draw a bit of attention to itself, so it is a bit more casual outside of the United States and should more be worn with sports jackets or blazers and odd trousers. It's not necessarily a bad thing, though, that it draws a little bit of attention, but it does reduce the shoe's potential for frequent wear, because anything that you have that draws attention to itself and draws too many compliments is going to be remembered. So technically, you should be rotating through your shoes, and you're going to want to, if you wear dress shoes on a daily basis to work, you want to have at least 3 pairs of dress shoes that you rotate 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So in a 3-week period, you're going to, you know, be able to get 5 wears out of them. Not, and that doesn't mean wearing the same shoe 5 times in a row. You want to let them breathe. The Derby and Blucher. The Derby is similar in shape to the Oxford, but bears open lacing. It is still appropriate for wear with a suit and supports a khaki and blazer look more naturally than the Oxford. The Blucher is a slightly sleeker, open-laced shoe of similar versatility. Plain or with a brogued cap, these shoes will match a suit in formality, especially in the United States. In the UK, yeah, you're still going to be able to get away with it, but it technically is not correct. With more decoration, though, they carry a blazer or a sports jacket. In suede, rather than smooth leather, these are among the best shoes to wear with jeans or khakis or a pair of gray flannel trousers. Dress boots. Dress boots bring some ruggedness to dress footwear, making them a worthy option in the winter or in inclement weather. In addition, their slip-on and off feature, along with superior comfort, make them a favorite among travelers, me included. And they don't require the formality of the Oxford, so they just give off a more casual feel. And some men are looking for that, especially if they're not going to be wearing a suit. And in the same family, there are a few other types of boot, most notably the cowboy or western boot. And, you know, although some men can pull it off, like, you know, former congressional representative Charlie Wilson, if you haven't read Charlie Wilson's War, very interesting book. But in any case, I diverge. What it comes down to is the cowboy boot is something that's much more regional, and you definitely need to have some chops to pull that off. Loafer and monk straps. Slip-on shoes are casual by nature. Those appropriate for business casual wear include loafers, and there are different types of loafers out there, but, you know, the kind I talk about are bit loafers. They got a metal link going across the middle. Monk straps, and those have a buckle closure, although technically the buckle doesn't make them any tighter or close it. It's more for looks. Most of the time you see an elastic band. And penny loafers, which you don't have to put a penny in there, by the way. And they've got that little slotted band across the top for supposedly pennies. Tassel loafers, which are exactly what they sound like, are accepted as business formal in some circles while relegated to weekend wear in others. In any case, guys, if you're wearing a loafer, realize this is not technically what you should be wearing with a suit. Although, if you travel, go for it, because the functionality and the convenience, in my book, make it something that you can just break the rule right there. White bucks. For those 1% of you guys that are actually going to pull this off, white bucks are pretty awesome. They're Oxfords made of white buckskin. It's a rough leather that in reality is not exactly white. They're traditionally worn with a seersucker suit or a very light colored suit or light colored trousers. And they complement more summer fabrics such as tan gabardine and white linen. And they're definitely summer wear. Now, taking care of these isn't as bad as a lot of people think. You actually need to, you get like this stuff like it's chalk, and you will go over it whenever you get small scuffs and a little bit of dirt on them. But no, they definitely will draw attention, and it's a pretty cool shoe. Finally, let's talk about black tie dress shoes. Patent leather Oxfords are the most formal of men's shoes and are specifically made for black tie. You can also wear just a really highly polished pair of Oxfords, and that's in case you've got, in the case you don't wear black tie very often, that's when you want to have a very classic, simple pair that you can just polish up and wear with your black tie. Now, if you are wearing black tie quite a bit, you live in a major city, consider opera pumps. I've got a picture there. Not for everybody. It definitely takes a man to wear bows on his shoes, but I do have a few clients that pull it off, and hey, to each his own. That is our summary of dress shoe types.